From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Always happy to connect in the community with various organizations. And today, we catch up with Pastor Jeremiah, one of the pastors on staff at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest in Los Lunas on Main Street there. And of course, Jeremiah and the team there putting together regularly broadcast for you to hear daily, Pastor David Maestas on New Harvest Radio, heard weekday afternoons, 4 o'clock. Jeremiah, thanks for taking the time to join us on ABQ Connect.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, some of our listeners have already been hearing about a big event, an annual event that Calvary Chapel New Harvest does each year, the Thrive Leadership Conference, April 26th and 27th. We hope people have put it on their calendar already. And actually, If you don't already have a pen and paper ready, get it, or whatever notes you're going to take on your phone, because we're going to have several save the dates we want to make sure that you're aware of. And this is one of them, the 26th and 27th of April. Jeremiah, what are we hoping for?
Man, we're hoping to just see God move in people's hearts and just to see things click in their ministries, wherever they're at. The heart of Thrive Conference is for servants. Every servant that's in church, regardless of where you're at or what you're doing, if you're cleaning the toilets and you're behind the scenes or if you're on the worship stage, it doesn't matter. We've got workshops for nearly any place that we have available. Like we got children's church, general church admin, youth. I'll be leading that one. There's a worship, production, sound. We got women's, men's ministries. There's so many more. The whole point, though, from the pastors from around the state that are coming in and delivering messages, it's to open your heart back up to why are you doing what you're doing, and where are you really going? You know, let's try to work with each other, right? Proverbs 27 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one brother sharpens another, and that's the heart of Thrive. It's exciting. It was super awesome last year, and we've made some changes to where we have multiple you have multiple choices to do different workshops instead of just having to choose one.
Jeremiah, when you think back to last year's conference, what stands out to you is a highlight for you, even personally?
Honestly, the biggest thing that I took away, and it may be somewhat biased being assistant here, but seeing all the different churches come in. It's not just our church. It doesn't matter where you go to church. We go by the Bible and God's word. As long as you're good with that, then you're going to be okay coming into our church and learning, right? Because everything that we do also follows that form of curriculum.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I think sometimes we mention these events and people go, well, sounds cool, but I'm not, I don't go to any Calvary, or I don't go to specifically to Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas. It's the body of Christ joining together. Regardless of whether you attend another church or, you know, maybe you just don't know, coming out of still out of COVID, how many people have kind of been displaced, you know, maybe, and maybe it's opportunity to refocus on being a servant, meet other servants. I know there's going to be times of worship and reflection, great fellowship opportunities too. I'm imagining relationships being started or strengthened. You know, you mentioned some of the other, you know, there's pastors from other churches coming in that'll be, you know, leading some of the workshops or messages. Are there any of those pastors that you think would resonate with the KLYT listener, or you know, whether they're familiar with them or not, it's going to be powerful. Anyone come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's one that's at every single one of them. We got Pastor Dwayne Thompson, he's from back east with me, but man, he just brings things down to a real relatable way. Pastor Leonard Apodaca, always brings a powerhouse. He's at every one of our events, always giving us something big. And it's always something that he goes through that he has to learn, right, to be able to give that message. But, man, it's life-changing. And man, Dion Cordova, I'm not sure if he's been on or not, but just buckle up and get ready, because he, once again, always bringing it to the table, not sugarcoating it. If you're coming to get praised, then don't come. That's not what we're doing. These pastors, man, they bring their teams, their churches as well. And it's just, man, it's really good. Even the networking that you get from maybe some of the smaller churches that come up, and we don't consider ourselves anything, but it's just creating a hub for everyone to be able to communicate together, to create relationships that you work together throughout the year, that you can bounce ideas off of or get ideas from, you know, as you're starting the ministry. Maybe you just started leading the ministry or something. But just literally everyone from any walk, as long as you love Jesus and you're following that great commission and you're looking to his word and you just want to do his will, you're going to be fed at the throne.
All right, well, this is the Thrive Leadership Conference, worship, workshops, fellowship, growth, April 26th and 27th at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas. It's a Friday and Saturday, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet. Friday evening and then a Saturday morning into early afternoon. But we really would encourage you to go to calvarynhll.com, click on the events tab, and find out more about the Thrive. You need to register for the event. So make sure to go there and get registered. And that is not all that is happening. You know, excuse me, it's pretty pretty exciting to see. And quite honestly, Pastor Jeremiah, I've seen several local churches that are really focusing on education in various places and reaching various groups that, you know, are looking for specific sharpening in particular areas. Now, one of those classes that are happening at Calvary Chapel New Harvest is the Financial Peace University. Some people hear that know exactly what it is, but this is meeting Thursdays. Is it only April 25th? Is that or is it a regular Thursday night event?
That's when it begins.
Okay.
The start date.
Okay, so April 25th, that's a Thursday night at 6:30. And what would people experience at the Financial Peace University?
Man, you know, Tim Peters leads this class for us each and every time. And it's just an amazing class as far as the videos that you go through. Dave Ramsey, his whole mindset to financial peace, if you know anything about it, is just, it's great because it's raw, you know, and it's real and nothing's hidden from it. So like, if you've had troubles with finances, if you've had troubles with tithing, this helps you go to the Bible and hear from God how to manage that money, because we're required to do so. We're going to have to answer one day.
Well, and one of the cool things here is this is an opportunity to register at no cost. But again, you want to go to calvarynhll.com to do that. And, you know, Jeremiah, I'd encourage those that are listening that, I can hear it. It's like, oh, my finances are a wreck. I'm too far gone. There's no hope. Or the shame of the condition they're in. And the truth is, and not just with fine, I say this often with my wife, you know, you hear about things going on with family or friends. And I say this to kind of keep us in line. I'll look at my wife. I'll say, we're all a mess.
Right. Ain't that the truth?
But, a great opportunity to learn more. And really, I imagine that there's opportunity in this too, as you attend these classes, like the Financial Peace class, to connect with someone in the class, accountability partners in different things. So pretty cool. I love that these classes are happening. Another one, and when I think of a class like Foundations in Faith, you know, going through something like that early as a believer, and then later going back, and I'm saying this because hopefully I'm giving people an idea, going back through it and invite, you know, I went with one of my kids in the past. And, you know, whether it's a relative or a friend, you know, someone you think might benefit from it, but it's, don't you think it's one thing, Jeremiah, to say, hey, I think this would be really good for you. but to say, hey, I'm going to pony up, I'll pick you up and we'll go through it together. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. And it's, and I'm glad you said that, because you learn something, you relearn something almost every time you come in, right? Like it's never one of those things, well, I know enough. The only one that I know that was at that point of possible perfection, or you're done with your work here on earth, went on up into heaven in a chariot, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm still here, God's not done with me. I can learn something. And these classes really bring you back to the heart. And that's all Jesus ever wants to do. The more we know, the more we should understand. We don't know anything.
And I think Paul often reminds us, you know, how often when we read, the books of the Bible written by Paul, inspired by the Spirit, that he repeated stuff because, you know, we're kind of thick, some of us.
Right. What is that? You retain about 20% of what you hear three times?
Yeah. What? I only heard it times. Yeah. Now that, again, that's not all that's going on. Lots going on at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest in Los Lunas, and World Religions class. Now, they're right in the middle of the schedule for that, but it's not too late to be a part of this. I really like it. It started back in March, and things like Judaism, Jehovah's Witness, and Catholicism have already been covered. There's a couple more coming. April 11th is Mormonism, and on April 18th, Islam will be covered. What's the hope here as people go and find out about these other world religions?
You know, as a Christian, we're posed and we're put up against these types of religions all the time, and sometimes more than others. But this class, each class basically goes into it with the mindset of teaching you of what this religion is. So and how, like, where it got its beginning, where it's at. But it's more importantly going to teach you how to understand and explain to someone else coherently the difference, right? Why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Why he's the only way, and all of these others are perverting the truth. They're leading people to hell. And a lot of people are afraid to say that, but you have to be bold for Jesus, man. These days, and the more we know, the more we're able to explain at a personal level, at Walmart, getting in a car somewhere. You know, you never know when these moments happen. So we just want to be prepared.
Well, yeah. And as far as, you know, feeling one way or another about talking to someone who is caught up in these world religions, to tell someone who's standing in the middle of the street with a truck bearing down on them to say, hey, man, get out of the street. Right. It's an act of love. So, now, in spite of the fact they're just about through this course, is this does it start over again, or is this something to watch happening again, like right away, or is this something that'll be coming in a few months, or?
It'll be a few months down the road, but we are trying to redo it over and over. We've done it traditionally annually, but we're trying to increase that because we've got a lot of interest. And just to be able to hit everybody's schedules, we'd like to keep moving it along.
Okay, so watch for that on the website too, calvarynhll.com, on the events page, World Religions. And actually, that's Thursday nights at 6:30. And the next one you'll be able to attend. I mentioned the 11th, but we're past the 11th. So April 18th will be one that you should be able to get to. Let's see. All right. Well, here's one. When food's involved. Oh yeah. Okay. That's easy. But it is a fundraiser. So plan on buying your dinner. But Amped Youth is having a spaghetti a dinner fundraiser on May 10th at 6:30. That's a Friday night at 6:30. And tell us a little bit about what's been going on in the Amped Youth.
Well, you know, this is just one of many fundraisers that are youth leaders, not leaders of the youth, but they're actually youth themselves, have planned and put together to raise funds to go to YouthCon this year in Bonita Park, May 30th and through July 1st. And this event is one that was actually requested for us to do again from the people. Last year we did it, and it's just a nice event to come in to watch the youth actually serving, you know, and it teaches them a lot of things about life that they just don't seem to teach in the schools these days, or they don't learn in the schools, one or the other. But, you know, about hard work and about serving others, right? And God's been teaching us about that forever. So that's our plan on the youth side. But, man, the people just absolutely love this event. It's going to be decorated. Think of it as like a nice date night. For you and your spouse, but it's not for just couples. Like, anybody can come. You can buy just one plate, you can buy four, it doesn't matter. But when you come, you can have as many as you want to come. You can bring them last minute. We appreciate being able to know how many people's coming, just so they can have enough spaghetti, you know. But other than that, the kids have put this all together, and you won't regret it. I promise you that.
Okay, not that simply breaking bread together isn't enough, but is there anything happening during the evening besides the dinner itself?
No, it's just pretty much just the dinner.
Okay.
It's a really nice, like, slow night. They have a dessert. It's served at a different time and everything to go through, and we will have a little small little devotional, just a minute or two, just to kind of point back to Jesus, as we do with all of our events. But
there you go. Invite a neighbor out for dinner.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Sounds fun. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Pastor Jeremiah Brown, one of the pastors on staff at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas. Of course, we hear daily at 4 p.m. New Harvest Radio with Pastor David Maestas. I know, Jeremiah, you and I connected to make sure we talked about the Thrive Conference coming up, but we want to talk about some of these other things going on. And I want to go back to Thrive before we put a bow on this, just to remind people that this is going to be a great way to get equipped and focus on servanthood, being a servant at any level. So April 26th and 27th, that's a Friday and Saturday. It's a Friday evening, a Saturday morning into early afternoon, and there'll be messages on serving within the church, interactive workshops, worship and reflection, fellowship opportunities, and strengthening relationships already in place, and maybe making some lifelong relationships with people we're meeting and sharpening one another. But a lot of great speakers, and you do need to register for that at calvarynhll.com. Oh, Jeremiah, looking forward to having you back on soon. Keep us apprised. You know, when we some of these classes start back up, let's make sure we let our listeners know about it. But always appreciate all the work you're doing in Valencia County for the cause of Christ. And although there's some distance between us, we serve side by side, and I appreciate you.
Amen. It is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for all that you're doing and just giving us the opportunity to help spread God's name. And one last little plug for Thrive. Don't forget, also moving forward, coming up in July, that's going to be just amazing. But
oh, yes,
you'll find all the details on the website. No need to say anything. Just let them go. It's pretty awesome, though.
VBS.
Oh, yeah. And also VBS, also a big, and that one is a big deal this year. They've already started doing all the planning and everything for it. The decorations and everything are just really welcome to the jungle is kind of the feel that you're going to get coming in.
Okay. And are dates set for that yet?
Yes. So for VBS, we've got June 10th to the 14th, excuse me. And then also for moving forward, it is July 18th through the 20th, and that's also in Rio Doso. So you'll have to get your own lodging for that one, but go ahead and register and everything for the conference, and that also is going to be just absolutely amazing.
Listen, all of New Mexico is beautiful, but let me say this, because I have family who I've said, we need to get up to Rio Doso. If you've not been up there, yeah, you got to, I mean, it's like an alpine village, so, I mean, New Mexico never ceases to surprise me, all the different topographies you can visit, but more importantly, the content from the conference, and watch for that in July, and of course, we'll be talking about it here. Again, Pastor Jeremiah, thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much, Steve. You have a blessed day.
Likewise, and thanks for listening. Always more for you on ABQ Connect.